Hi, I'm Dave Yoakum, and what Dr. Brody just explained to you is pretty much the way it was. When I first was diagnosed and went to see the surgeon before I came to Dr. Brody's, their suggestion was to cut the whole roof of my mouth out, going through my, remove my palate, and take the tumor out from that side, and then do a bunch of reconstructive surgery to put pieces back in. At that time also, it appeared that the tumor was all grown in, besides just occupying that cavity that it was attached. After the approximately 6 months of treatment that we did, it was suggested that we go have more pictures taken and see what's actually going on in there, since all we could see was just the part that was coming down into the nasal cavity. So we went and had another CAT scan and an MRI, and the people that did the CAT scan thought that the tumor had maybe grown a little bit, but we pretty much thought that it had changed, but wasn't convinced that it had grown. So we decided then that I should go back and see that surgeon and see what he had to say. So when he looked at the MRIs, he decided that it was, that it had become detached, and that now that it would be very easy to extract it. So they made an incision along the side of my nose, about an inch and a half long, just from here to about here. And they were able to pull the whole tumor out, that small incision there. So there was no reconstruction to do afterwards, or so I healed up great. And at the time that I saw the doctor, this was Dr. Kaplan at UCSF in San Francisco. And I asked him, well, what's the prognosis? What, you know, after you take this thing out, what do you think about it? And he said that the chances of this type of cancer reoccurring were extremely high. And he indicated that something like 90%, possibly, that it would come back. And he recommended that I have radiation done to it. But I had already decided long before that I wasn't going to do radiation. And we've just, since the surgery, which has been, it'll be 2 years in May, we've been keeping up with the nutrition program and with the checkups, and so far I haven't had anything come back, and I feel great.
Great. Any other comments, Dr. Brody?
Just to might mention that the pathology of that specimen, when they removed the tumor in May, showed a lot of dead tumor tissue, a lot of necrotic tissue. That there was that your understanding too, right?
Yes.
A great deal of it was necrotic or dead. So, and as he said, it had separated itself from the wall of the nasal cavity as well as the maxillary sinus, so that it was easier to remove than had been originally contemplated. I think that's about all that I had to mention. Of course, we'll continue to follow this and do the AMAS tests and any other testing that may be helpful. We've been doing dark field examinations, which help us to evaluate the immune system, and his is been looking fine right along. His last test was about 2 months ago, and it looked very good. Everything continues to look good. We're very optimistic that he's going to remain free of disease and not be one of those statistics. 90%.
That's right.
They say.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you.